Blog Talk Radio.
The following program includes the opinions of Conk News and those of the call-in participants. It does not reflect the views of our sponsors. From the studios of Conk News at Broadway and Central in Northeast Minneapolis, I'm Jim Peters, Editor-in-Chief of Conk News, and this is the Conk Happy Hour for Wednesday, February 9th, 2022. That's 2022 to you. And sitting across me from the giant broadcast table is Hank Reardon. And we were talking...
Good afternoon.
Your name really is Henry, right? You're Henry.
No, Mother. If she's in the room, it can be used.
Yes. The other thing about the big broadcast table I want to brought out, now, those of you who are listening to the show yesterday... You might notice, and if you go to the podcast to listen to it, there are voices in the background, and that's because, yes, we have kind of have a large office newsroom slash newsroom here, and there are other people working here. Usually when we do this at 4 p.m. Central, they're gone.
They're salespeople. They're never around.
But
and now they were.
That's right. Yeah, now they were. So it's like that. You just have to put up with that. That's just the way it goes here. We got people. Yeah, people are actually, like, working. They're actually doing shit.
I put a formal request to get them moved out of here or get a door that shuts.
Oh, well, okay. All right.
I mean, they're salespeople.
I don't
they're actually, replaceable.
I don't mind the actual noise. I don't mind it. It's like, you know, people put up with it, you know. April's yakking and Stuart's yakking and they're yakking. Well, there's a lot to talk about today. I'm contractually obligated to tell you that every single day, but unfortunately it's true almost all the time.
And where do you get your news, Jim?
I get it from Conk.com, C-O-N-K.com, the single best conservative news aggregator on the web. 200 news sources, hundreds of stuff coming in. Most of it changes every 3 hours. We can't even keep up with it.
We don't touch the headlines.
No, or the photos.
But we do have a phone number if you want to call. This is a live show. It's 516-418-5472.
Fuck you, Slick.
I listened to talk radio for 40 years and never called once in 40 years. So I get it. You tune in to see what the two babbling idiots are doing Monday through Wednesday. Conaway isn't here, so he's not in that pool.
He'll be here tomorrow.
I do have an email address. You know, we don't have much office because the salespeople have to invade it. But I do. They could afford an email address, hankr@conk.com. And that's Hank, H-A-N-K-R, like razor, at C-O-N-K.com.
And you communicate directly with Hank. Hank will get that
that's
email.
That's fine. Yes, I don't let any the animals around here, because they're lazy. They'll kill it and let it rot. They don't clean anything.
And let's also bring up the fact you're becoming increasingly popular on Getter. The people on Getter have discovered Hank Reardon.
I like Getter.
And they love him. And a lot of relatively important people are following you. And you're mouthing off on your usual stuff. And
I'm angry.
Yeah, you're angry. And you brought up something that I've been actually trying to tell you for the last couple months. You finally started listening to Dana Lash. And Dana's pretty much a female version of you. That's what
I think. That's why she can have a camera in her studio, and they won't, nor should they give me one.
No, no offense, you're not getting one.
Correct.
I'm not getting one either.
I'm not looking for one.
I'm not either, no.
I saw this in the New York Post, I think it was yesterday, the 7th, 2 days ago, 4:36 p.m. Dems, sneaky new rule will let IRS target and harass little guys over $600 payments. So we've all heard this, that they wanted the banks to do it, right?
Yeah.
But the dirty Democrats, because they are the weasel party, and they want $80 billion for new IRS agents, that to hire 87,000.
Hank, it's only $80 billion.
For 87,000. I mean, that's IRS math. It
sucks. I don't know why that bothers you. It's only $80 billion.
Well, I agree. And they're not going to use the banks. They're going to use PayPal, these phone apps where you're moving money around.
That's right.
Because the banks basically told the government, which they should, pound salt.
Yeah.
We're not doing it. But remember, the vote on this, in the article they call it a petty punitive garbage, deserves to lose his or her next election. For the record, zero Republicans, that's amazing, voted for it. But every Democrat in Congress, except Maine's Jared Golden, did not support this. Well, so
apparently got a clue or woke up in the middle of the night in a cold sweat or
if
something.
If you're happy because you sold your couch for $650 and you took the money through, I don't know, PayPal via Marketplace, yeah. Facebook Marketplace, Hunter Biden is looking at it, wondering if he should send the IRS after
if
you.
If he rolls that up in a $100 bill, maybe he can snort cocaine through it.
Yeah, I posted that on Getter. Is he going to be the quality control guy for the crack pipes?
You know,
hey, Hunter, you got to get 17,000 done this weekend. No way, man. Great.
My accountant has said that this $600 thing is a complete fucking nightmare. This is going to ground a complete utter halt in bureaucracy.
Don't worry about that. The truckers will grind this economy to a halt, and people will see what it's like to have nothing in the stores. And it's around the corner.
Yeah.
It's not like it's 6 months away. Hold tight. Well, Canada has a lot of ports come in. Mexico has a lot of ports. So if these or Canada is already gridded up, if Mexico does it, and if some of the U.S. does it, voila.
As of a couple hours ago, it appears that the Canadian government is relenting and undoing the mandates per the truckers.
They
won.
They have no other recourse. You can't keep this going because the truckers have more to lose than the government people. The government's people's checks going in the mail. If the truckers don't get success, it's over for them forever. I mean, ever. Their generation, their kids' kids' generations will all.
What was that?
Weird sound. Be monitored. Will be ever pinned down by the government.
I do not know. I don't know what that was. Yeah. Yes, they won, and I'm going to mention here. Speaking of mandates, now this came out this morning, and this is from the Center for Disease Control. I'm sorry, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention from the National Institutes of Health. In other words, this study was actually done by your fucking federal government. So what you're going to hear here is unbelievable considering the fact that this is actually coming from the government. They tracked more than 1 million vaccinated adults over the year 2021, the entire year. This is what they concluded. And that none of the healthy people under the age of 65 had a severe case of COVID that required treatment in an ICU during that time. This is 1.1 million people. Not a single one under the age of 65 ended up in the ICU. Of the 700,000 people, or no, let me get this right. Of 700,000 people who were hospitalized, not a single one died. Also, this we should point out, this is pre-Omicron. This is actually Delta variant bullshit, right? So not a single one of 700,000 people who were hospitalized died. Of people who were over 65 without any other underlying medical conditions, only one person died. In all, 36 deaths, mostly among a small minority of older people with a multitude of comorbidities or, you know, extenuating factors, died. And those 36 people were of the 3% of the people that had at least four risk factors. Now, so let's break that down into real-world risk assessment terms. That's about the same odds in the United States of dying from a fire within a year. It's three times more likely that you'll die in a car accident in that year, and it's way, way more likely that you'll get hit by lightning. In other words, we've been telling you this for 18 months. This has all been complete, utter bullshit.
But people that listen to us already know this.
Yeah.
So who are you talking to about this?
I'm trying to get the word out to the people who maybe just tune in.
So if a Democrat listens, you think because you gave them these statistics, what are the two things that are engraved under the tongue of a Democrat or under their front lip like a horse?
I don't know. Tell me.
What's one? Never say you're sorry.
That's right.
Number two.
Never say you're wrong.
Correct.
Right.
So we don't need to tell our audience anything more about COVID or statistics. Everyone knows it's bullshit.
But I'm pissed off.
Well, be pissed off. Get a sign on the exit ramp by the office.
Oh, maybe I should just go collect money. I'd probably make more money than the way
here. Say they lied to you. So anyway, I mean, that's the thing. I'm watching, you know, the news programs, and the conservatives are giving out the stats, and the liberal stations are still, I mean, they will not say they're sorry and they're never wrong. So no. They will take this squeezing hard over the cliff. And remember, we're going down with the plane, and these guys, don't help them up. Help your brethren, conservative brethren up. But if there's a Democrat laying there, you got to let them go. Sorry. If you resurrect them, they will stick around like bed bugs or the crabs. You got to comb them out.
Yeah, but you and I have been talking about this too. And here's the real crime of the way we've treated our kids.
Will get back at everyone.
They will. They're going to get back at everyone. That's right. So just 20 years from now.
You may want to put a warning out in these discussions. Like, remember, the kids, I wouldn't even say in 20 years. I'd say in 10. So if they're 5 and they're 15 and they're going to be carrying out groceries.
The 15-year-old kids, it'll be 10. That's correct. Yeah. Right.
And they drop the bag in the middle of the parking lot sorry, I had to wear a fucking mask most of my youth.
Yeah.
I didn't know my hands gave away and your shit's on the sidewalk. Right. Sorry.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
And that it should.
It should. I agree.
It's like, to me, this is the Chris Cuomo revenge factor, which is legitimate. Someone posted something about on Getter yesterday about how CNN and this and that and Cuomo and all this. And I'm like, Cuomo, I replied, and I posted in the reply that Cuomo carried that pig on his back.
I saw this. I
for
saw
how many years? And then they threw Stelter on there, and he kept going.
Yeah.
He didn't quit and say, get rid of Stelter.
No.
I can carry most of this thing, but you can't put that weeble up there. I'm going to die.
Well,
so every dime he gets, he deserves.
It's obvious in retrospect why Stelter was there. Stelter was Zucker's water boy, basically.
Yes. Yep.
And the reason it was specifically him is because he didn't have enough talent to do it anywhere else. I mean, they
can you imagine the rest of the office looking at him like, you're such a knob?
No, he is. I mean,
and him walking around like, got out of Zucker's office.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, your knee pads are on, pal.
Yeah. Well, now the amazing thing is they can't seem to let it go.
They don't have anything, right?
They don't. They don't have anything. They're just going along with what they know.
I heard Anderson Cooper's ratings were 500,000 for his last show, and Tucker's were 3 million.
That's correct.
I mean, where are you going to advertise?
That's right. Yeah, not even close. It's not even close. And 500,000 in cable television is nothing.
Right.
Nothing.
I'm telling you, our numbers here keep climbing, and theirs keep sinking.
Yeah.
We could see that line cross.
We actually could.
And in the stock market, that's called a double Jack Joe. And everything's going up.
Oh, what?
I don't know. You know, they always have that. Yeah. If this crosses that line, it's a double jack. Yeah. I was going to say something else. But we'll leave it at that. Our lines are going to cross CNN.
No, they are.
We are coming.
And that's the reason they don't like Joe Rogan, too. And my God, this push against Joe Rogan has been hard. They're really, really fucking pushing this. And you got to give Spotify some credit. Spotify's not caving.
Why would you?
Well, yeah, that's true, too.
It's like GoFundMe.
Right.
They took a side, and prior to that, they took the side of the CHOP. Remember the Chaz, or the Capitol Occupied protest, the CHOP?
Right.
Where two people were killed?
That's
no
correct.
One's been killed by any of these truckers.
No.
And GoFundMe kept that page up for them.
No, so not to mention the fact GoFundMe also kept pages up for the Minneapolis riots in 2020. And where people got killed, and as you said, Seattle and Portland and all those other places, but they wouldn't do it for the truckers.
Yeah.
Where the only single piece of violence is apparently some Antifa guy ran his car into a bunch of protesters.
Right. He had his mask on by himself in his vehicle. Yeah, so that's a dead giveaway. If you see one of those people, seriously, you got to have your head on a swivel because you got a screw loose if you're in your vehicle and you forgot your mask was on. It's like a pacifier.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I see people do it all the time.
Adult pacifier.
I mean, they've done a really good job. When I say they, I mean the federal government, of training Americans to act like idiots. I see people in their cars wearing masks all the time. I do. Now, if you're going to go into Target and you want to wear a mask, I'm not going to give you a hard time. Nobody's making you. I shouldn't say that. We have a mask mandate going on right now here in Minneapolis.
And St. Paul and a couple of the goofy suburbs.
And how the fuck did that happen? Because, I mean, it's like we're behind the curve in everything. This is the first one we've had. And it's like it's pretty much over now. But at any rate. And speaking of the truckers, so there's and the riots in Minneapolis. This guy, and I was actually trying to find his name. I couldn't find his name. I was doing it just before we went on the air here. This guy in Minneapolis got sentenced for bombing this building in which a guy inside died.
Yep, during the 2020 riots.
The 2020 riots. And he's been sentenced to, I think, 3 years in prison or something like that? And for basically killing somebody, it's murder. And the people who have peacefully protest over in Ottawa, they're being threatened with more.
Well, even the January Sixers didn't kill anyone.
No, the only person who killed anybody was a Capitol policeman.
Right.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, they didn't kill anybody either. And this is this is a travesty. I'm pissed off.
Yeah. That's the deal. And the Capitol Police haven't stopped. Now they got this dust up with this Texas Republican in the House that supposedly they went in and took pictures of his office. Newsflash, to the Republicans. No one likes you in Washington, so get some defense and balls. If someone stops you to ask a question, say, I'll answer it once we know exactly what happened on January 6th. We want to see all the footage. You got to think like a Democrat. The current Republican Party, and this is across the board, because even guys like Jim Jordan, I've said it on here, he was elected in 2007. He needs to go. You need fresh meat, and you need guys and gals that probably all served in the military because they understand the sacrifice. But this Texas guy and he's like a sheriff from this Nails from Texas. It's like, put a game camera in your office now. Put it in the hallway. Put a fake mirror up. If they're going to be doing this stuff, get a step ahead of them. They always play from behind because they're like Mitch.
Yeah, and I don't. And the thing is, money is not an object here. It's like, you know, it's the same thing about people who are these pundits on cable news. All right, you're going to do a Zoom shoot from the home, your home. Man, get a green screen. It's like your house looks like shit.
Yeah.
And what are they paying you, $400,000 a year?
Well, I mean, I'm waiting for this guy to say, well, you know, they check your bag every time you come through. Well, then Shawshank Redemption, the fucking thing, bring it in pieces, a day.
Come on, it's equipment.
Just get creative.
If you can buy
using this lame old,
yeah.
Oh, they actually, we have an investigation going on. Well, it's too late. They were doing now, they will change and keep doing it. You need to get ahead of them.
Yeah.
Change the locks. Don't tell anyone.
All right, so I got something else. You got something else you want to go on, or what do you got?
We got to take a break.
Oh, my God. Jeez, time flies. Holy shit. Yeah. Yes, we have to take a break. We're going to break for 2 minutes, everybody. Hear from some of our sponsors, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned, please. Normally this is the part two theme music, and I guess this is part two, but we're sorry about the interruption there. This is Conk Happy Hour from the Conk Studios in Northeast Minneapolis. I'm Jim Peters. Sitting across from the table from me is Hank Reardon.
Greetings. Welcome back, welcoming you back.
We don't know how much of that you heard, didn't heard. I think you got most of it, but any rate.
We're here.
We're here. We're queer. Get over it. Actually, we're not queer. But
you're going to the office tomorrow. That's so good.
That brings me, actually, There's a story here. Well, let me see if I can find this. Oh, yeah, TikTok. So, Hank, I don't know if you heard this, saw this. This was on Kong News this afternoon. TikTok says that, I'm going to read a headline here. It's from the Gateway Pundit. TikTok says they are cracking down on users misgendering or dead naming transgender people. Now, Conaway and I have talked about this. No one even, until the summer of 2020, no one even, had even heard about transgender people before. I mean, there's such an incredibly small minority of the United States population. It's just mind-boggling. And then black transgender people are even smaller. I mean, I still remember I seen that black Lives Matter flag, and then it says black transgender lives matter. I'm thinking, what the hell? But at any rate, so TikTok decided they're going to crack down on this. And geez, I wonder why. I don't think TikTok, being a Japanese-owned company, gives a crap about transgender people. I just think they're trying to keep Americans it's a diversion. They're trying to keep American kids eternally diversified.
Yeah.
Diverted.
Confused.
Yeah, that's right.
What if I was, or what if I did, and
like, this is some sort of issue. I just find this amazing. Here's a quote from that article. The Chinese-owned platform said they are aiming to foster an experience that prioritizes safety, inclusion, and authenticity. Bullshit, they are not. They don't give a crap about any of that shit.
Right.
All they care about is keeping your kids from learning calculus. And the more time they spend on TikTok, the less calculus they're going to know. They know that. We know that. Okay, you and I were talking about this yesterday, offline, I think. Forgive me, were we talking about this on the show? I can't even remember. About Amir Locke and his killing in Minneapolis. And you know, you were saying, and it's amazing, the conservative press is basically starting to agree with us, and that is, this was out of line. And, I mean, generally, the conservative press sides with the police, you know?
Yeah, Federalist, there was an article on the Federalist.
That's actually one of the things that I'm referencing
by
here.
By Eddie Scarry.
Uh-huh.
And I don't, I believe, he's basically saying that the media here is jumping the gun on what went down here. Locke's case might turn out to be just as dubious as the rest. And I'm like, well, as dubious as the rest? I mean, Chauvin overdid it with Floyd.
Yeah.
The kid in Falcon Heights
got shot for a
taillight that was out.
Absolutely nothing.
So this Federalist, this guy, I'd love to have to sit down and discuss it with him. He says, according to police, Locke is then seen drawing a gun, and that's when he was fired upon. Okay. He had a permit to have a gun.
Yeah.
You know, people bring their phone to bed. People that have guns bring that to bed. I mean, this guy's insinuating this kid's guilty because his cousin, who doesn't live at this residence either, but has, what did they describe it as, access. I mean, this guy's, and again, it was on the seventh floor. These pricks had a no-knock. Which they could have been knocking on the way in and said, well, we kind of did both, knocking and coming in. And I just think that...
Locke wasn't on the warrant.
He says, there's no problem with an individual keeping a gun or many guns nearby for safety. This is, after all, Biden's America. But I'm wondering why Locke was, according to his family's lawyer, staying at his cousin's home, yet still felt the need to cling to a firearm as he slept. Well, we don't care what you think, Eddie.
Yes.
Because you fucking aren't shot.
Yeah, that's right.
The one we want to talk to is Amir.
Yeah.
And he's fucking dead.
Yeah.
So this whole case is going to be on bullshit.
Yeah. But you
know, he thought, and fucking Eddie, the goddamn ink master, is writing an article basically saying the media jumped the snake on this. Well, they do, but so are you, and you are the media.
Yeah. Yeah. And
what a fucking puke.
I want to point something out, though, that you were talking about. You were talking about the fact that he said that, like in all the other instances, The really weird part is, Hank, if you stop and think about this, the dubious incidents are the ones that have happened here in Minneapolis. Like Jacob Blake in Milwaukee or Kenosha, wherever the hell that was. I mean, that guy, they had a restraining order against him. He showed up. They tased him twice, didn't matter. I mean, that was like a comedy of errors,
right?
What happened there.
Yes.
That guy was so guilty, it was mind-boggling, you know? And but you're right, here in Minneapolis, it seems we do shoot people for no reason.
As the rest.
Yeah.
As dubious
right.
as the rest. Well, that's a fucking hell of a statement.
Yes, correct. That's
with
the reason
all
I brought that
know.
Up.
Yes.
That's
no,
right.
That, right. That's a great thing. And then the mini – okay, so – they were going after this kid named Speed, that's his cousin, and that he had access to this apartment. So did they knock on the door and say, we're looking for, I don't know what his first name is, Benny Speed, I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah.
No, they're in there shouting, police, police. The kid's still sleeping, had his gun with him, and he's dead, and he doesn't get to explain.
Yeah.
I was afraid of Speed, or whatever.
Now,
it's not illegal
today,
to have a fucking gun.
Today, there are Republican congressmen who are saying that the no-knock warrants are unconstitutional, and maybe they are.
Yeah, has to be.
Yeah. You just can't, I mean.
And then the Minneapolis police tried to cover it up. They
yeah.
started right away with the bullshit.
Right. I know. This is like the third time in 2 years, you know. It's like we've seen this crap.
And it says, and this is where Sweet Eddie here tries to cover himself. Last week, the investigator searched that apartment and recovered items that they believe are evidentiary value in their homicide investigation. Okay. Well, they didn't find those before they shot poor Amir.
Yeah. My article is from a guy named John Daniel Davidson, and it is also from The Federalist. And the headline here is, Amir Locke's killing is a grim reminder that no-knock police raids are un-American.
And yeah, I mean, I don't know Eddie Scari. I don't know how you pronounce his name.
Uh-huh.
I just think it's...
I've heard of him before.
If he's in town, I think he'd have a different angle on it. Seventh yeah. floor... They don't know who's in there. The guy doesn't really live there. They're looking for. They're there on a hunch.
Right.
And someone fucking dies.
Yeah.
Well, you can't rewind any of it.
And you also pointed out, I mean, I didn't see much of this, actually, but you pointed out that in the body cam footage video, it's plainly obvious that Locke does not have his finger on the trigger of the gun.
Yeah,
and
again, that's
it.
On a still. I mean, this thing's in motion, so
yeah.
no one really. I mean, it was one of those. But they never yelled, point that gun at the floor, drop that gun.
Right.
You know, it was boom, boom.
Yeah.
So, I think it's something's got to give. Something has to give. It's just the Minneapolis Police Department needs a revamp.
Yes, it does. You know,
this is like a construction company having someone fall off a ladder and die. And a year later, they're on a piece of reach equipment, and that tips over and kills them. It's like, no.
Yeah.
OSHA would have been up their ass.
That's true. You're right.
People wouldn't go to work there because they'd say, "God, they've been killing guys."
Right, that's right.
I don't know what was going on. I'm not saying anyone was guilty or innocent. All I know is when you start to fucking shoot and kill people, you never get to the bottom of what was really going on
because you have dead witnesses.
You got dead witnesses, and now the Minneapolis police can't train off it.
Right,
they can train off. Don't you know? You got to knock and do this or that, but it's not. Here's the deal. We came in, said we're looking for this Speed kid. You got a gun pointed at the ground or drop it. We arrested this kid. It ends up nothing. And life goes on, and that's the training video. Like, hey, you never know who's on the other side.
Yeah, I just, as a student of the media, I just find it pretty amazing that the conservative media and Republican lawmakers are actually siding for lack of a better term, against the police on this. I mean, it's like there, you know.
If five of those cops started shooting in there, there's just walls between them and the people next door.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
And I did that happen here in town too, about that woman that got hit through the wall? I can't remember. Was that also here in town? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I didn't hear that one.
But I can't remember. I don't think that was a no-knock warrant. I think it was a knock warrant, but they knocked and they entered, and somebody ended up, one of the policemen ended up pulling their gun, and it accidentally went off and killed somebody through the wall. You know, that's what, yeah. So,
guns can kill you.
Yeah, no, that's right. Yes, well put. But the point is here, this keeps happening here in our town. You know, that's the interesting, interesting is a bad word to use. But still, no, it's like, you know, you go to other places that this has happened, Ferguson, those people were basically all guilty, you know what I mean? But yeah. Here, we shoot innocent people.
Yeah, yes.
You know, I get back to that Jacob Blake thing. I mean, that was astonishing. This guy, I mean, he was a poster child for breaking the law. And then remember the guy here in town was a Jeremiah Clark? Was that his name? Same yes. thing with him. He was a common criminal. The guy, you know, he stole a car 5 days before he raided this house or something. And he was there to beat up his girlfriend or something. He was a common bullshit
yes.
criminal.
He had a restraining order, and he thought he should still show up.
Yes,
I mean,
he
that's
did.
The American criminal.
Right.
Because he's not paying any consequences.
That's correct. Right. No,
and
but
again, I don't know. Doesn't sound like this Locke kid had any criminal record.
Yeah. Well, but, Fernando Castillo, like I said, he was a model citizen.
Yeah.
This guy was a beloved member of the community. He was a fine, fine young man. And he got shot because his taillight was out. And the policeman shot him 6 times in 2 seconds. It's like, yeah. Jesus, do you think that's panic? You know, holy shit, I don't know. Yeah, something's got to give
yeah.
here. Oh, so, you know, you kind of like to go on about the National Public Radio and Caden School.
Yes.
Hank said everyone at NPR goes to Caden School, which I thought, you know, Robert Siegel and all that. But, you know, it just drives me nuts. I hate it. So to get a load of this. This is a real story. It's not like something that, you know, this is actually true. I'm just going to read this. This was in PC Magazine today. PC Mag says, Mazda drivers in Seattle can only listen to public radio, and the dealerships blame 5G telephone. So, in other words, so they have a certain radio in their car. It's a certain brand. It's called, I can't remember what it's called. It's on this. I'm not going to bother. It's in the story. Let's see if I can find it really quick. It's an HD radio by Xperia is what it is. They have a certain radio in their car, and it turns out that something happened in the radio grid in Seattle or something, and now these radios either don't work at all or they're all frozen on the public radio channel. They can't get any other thing.
Are people just like ripping them out of their vehicles and throwing them on the
ground? I think people are just going nuts. Supposedly they have a recall now, but yeah, so Mazda is blaming a new 5G telephone transmission. I don't understand. I'd like to think I know enough about how radio works. I don't understand how that would affect this. I don't, but that's what they're saying. But it's kind of an interesting thing is your radio only gets one channel. It's public radio. Like, holy shit. It's all things considered.
That's right.
It's like, Jim,
it's all things considered.
We're going to do nothing's considered on Gong News.
I was looking up. I have a note to look up and see if All Things Considered is trademarked. I didn't get a chance.
Oh, of course it is. I'm sure it is.
Figure it out. So
yeah, they want to. Besides, they have our money. You know,
I'm thinking. Who cares if they trademarked it? We own part of the company.
Oh, that's true.
Taxpayers.
That's a good way. I was looking at totally the other direction.
Yeah.
But yeah,
right.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean,
you're right. They need to be defunded. They do not need that money.
Correct. Yeah.
I would like to point out, and I've said this before, that 50 years ago, public radio served a useful function. It did. It no longer does. It's not necessary anymore. So, but we just keep.
It's in the way.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. All right. So we did. Okay. Let's talk about Stacey Abrams. So.
That's a picture she's going to wish she never posted. She did it, too.
Yeah, she did.
It wasn't one of her handlers.
Nope. She's responsible for this. She did this. Now, today, she's actually tried apologizing. Too little, too late, I'd say. I'm guessing you agree with me. But the real amazing thing is, this is the part of the story that really bugs the crap out of me. That is on The View, that everyone's going on and on. You know, she's really a real, you know, the people have called her brilliant, and it's not like her to make this sort of mistake. This woman's a moron.
She didn't solve cancer. She's a politician.
She's never done.
You can't use brilliant in the description.
Thank you. You can't. She's never done anything, Hank. Nothing.
Well, even if she did in politics, who cares?
That's true. Yeah,
you
you're right.
You did a great blah in politics.
You're right. No, I'm not talking about politics. She's never done anything with her life.
Right.
This woman is of no accomplishment. None. And so, yeah, let's make her governor. That's a good idea. You know, besides the fact that she lost last time, has never conceded. But, of course, when Donald Trump said the election was stolen from him, that's sinful. But apparently she can do that. So she's trying again, and there she is. That picture will live on in infamy. It's so perfect.
You can't take it back.
No, you can't.
It's there forever.
And then she said, I turned my mask off for a second, and then people produced multitude photos from this event. She didn't have her mask on for a minute. I mean, it's like, you know. And not to mention the fact that it shouldn't be necessary anyway. Once again, those poor kids are going to end up, they're going to hating Stacey Abrams and hating all of us, you know, and while she's sitting there smiling. But it really bothers me when people say this woman's brilliant. Like you said, that word doesn't even apply. It's an oxymoron.
Brilliant, yeah. How do you use brilliant in anything in our government?
No, you can't.
How in the...
God, it bugs me. I don't understand why anybody, the left has written, they've... countless fawning articles of the New York Times and Detroit Free Press about this woman. They fawn all over her. She's full of crap. And so she just, and of course, you know, her response to me saying this would be, and always is, I'm racist. No, you're a moron.
Right.
Nothing new with the fact that I am not racist. Yeah. You're a moron.
Yes. So and you didn't pick your skin color. I didn't pick mine.
Yeah.
So unless you had a secret way of doing it, that I'm not unaware of.
Well, Justin Trudeau has that.
Yeah. I was listening to an old Megyn Kelly's people were doing a montage of the stupid shit he says. So someone asked him how many times he called her his face, or I forget what he used the term. He corrected it. It wasn't, he says it was called something. He goes, I'm not going to quantify that, as in, you know, he'll say it's four, and someone will come up with 17 pictures of it. So he took the right angle there, like,
right.
I did it. I'm sorry. I'm a Democrat. We're the only ones in the gene pool that think of it.
Uh-huh.
Everyone else uses black shoe polish for their fucking shoes.
No, I'm going to repeat this, even though we've said this before. I don't care. It's one of the most brilliant things you ever said, and you said this to me off the air. And you said, Jim, he said, you know, I'm... how old are you? You said, I said, I'm 66. So he says, have you ever woken up any day in your entire life and thought, geez, I'm going to a party. I think I'll put blackface on tonight. That has never occurred to me, ever. Not one single time in 66 years of living has that ever occurred to me. And apparently it occurred to him a lot. Not more than once.
He actually had a box in his closet that said, blackface parties.
Oh, my God. All right, we have to talk about the Olympics before we go here, too. My wife, who's a huge Olympics fan, says to me last night, she says, you know, I don't think they're that people are going to want to put the Olympics back in China again. No shit.
Oh, yes.
This whole thing, it's really become a clusterfuck is what it is, you know. Oh, okay. All right.
In my formerly nicotine-stained fingers in honor of Rush Limbaugh. And that's why, remember, and if you're in Minnesota listening, it's pothole season, and Hank Reardon quit chewing snuff after 40 years in 2019 or 2020 because I got all the pressure about, I'm sure that's going to let the COVID in me, and it didn't. I don't miss it.
Yeah.
Did it for 40 years. A terrible friend.
You know, I just want to point out before you go on, we've talked, I keep repeating myself, I don't care. We have people in this office who are not vaccinated. And no one here We've been tested like a zillion times. No one here got COVID.
No.
Nobody.
No, even one that was moving around.
That's
no one
right.
caught it within the office.
No one caught it. He works here. Caught it. It's unbelievable. I mean, I was sick. You were sick. I was like, yeah. We had shit.
I tried to test positive.
Yeah, same here. I did too. It's like I'm running all down to the convention center kind of trying to find a test and shit. No one tested for COVID.
So back on the Olympics, this is a headlines from the Western Journal yesterday, early this morning, 4:22 a.m. Gosh, I was up early. Sexism controversy hits Olympics as five female ski jumpers are disqualified over their uniforms.
Yes, that's one of my things, but keep going.
All I things got that considered.
Too. Yeah.
So anyway, these ski people ski a circuit. And during the Olympic years, they ski to qualify this circuit or downhill or whatever.
No, this is jumping.
Yeah, but they all do the same thing. They all go to a ski hill because there's a ski meet or whatever they call it.
Uh-huh.
And that's how they qualify for the Olympics. So these guys have been dragging these uniforms around. They're kind of like a squirrel skin. It billows out a little bit and it has certain...
Right.
I mean, again, it's gotten down to... I mean, all this shit, and we can put it in a nutshell in 2 minutes... This is like the United States men's soccer team hosting Honduras in St. Paul, Minneapolis last week when it was -2.
Yeah.
You know, this is all this nitpick shit. So what if someone wants to go off the end of the ski jump with a fucking parachute?
Yeah.
Get a better parachute.
Yeah, right.
I mean, don't put any limits on it and see how crazy it can get.
Yeah.
And if Sally smashes into the fans at the end because she caught some good wind... That's part of being at the sports. It's like, watch out for baseballs at the baseball game and pucks. If the ski jumpers land in the crowd, they had a nice
I don't know if this is on the report that you have there, but let me see if I can find this woman's name. I think she's from Austria. She's been in 100. Yes, she's been in...
I thought she was German.
Okay, it's the same one. She's been in 160 World Cup events, and she's won... 6 world championships, and this is the first time she's ever been disqualified for
anything.
And
she's the one who says, I just used this suit last week at the same hill, and then they're like, well, maybe you lost a few pounds, which maybe they're all saying the food is so bad.
Oh, the food is apparently terrible, absolutely terrible. These people are basically not being fed. Well, and the only, I don't know if this is saving grace, I'm just talking off the top of my head here, because that's what we do, But China did not win anything because of this. I mean, some of these events, it seems like they're actually trying to give Chinese athletes an advantage. But China did not benefit from this ruling. The winners were changed, but still, none of the Chinese did not medal. So I don't know. You know, I suppose you can make a point, well, there's no home field advantage there. But still, what the fuck are they doing? It's like you got people who have been doing this forever, and all of a sudden, and like you said, they did it on the same skill.
Like I was saying, they ski the circuit and qualify or jump on these circuits. So they're not like a NASCAR driver where they have 17 of these things because they have 17 different sponsors. As far as I'm aware, it's their uniform.
Yeah, right.
But it's one of those things where you're like, just why is it so technical? Go off the jump. Oh, the wind was in your face. The wind was at your back. All this shit. I'm done with the Olympics. I'm so glad that China is the one that's going to have ruined it.
Yeah.
I said yesterday, why don't we recycle the venues? All these people tell us we got to save energy and save our resources.
Yeah, right.
And these poor countries are spending billions of dollars.
And people have said, who agree with you, Hank, have said the obvious thing is, well, the Olympics started in Greece, put them in Athens permanently. You know, build a fucking stadium and just do it every 4 years and just go there. You know, what would be wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. That's a good solution. Athens is as good a place as any. You know, you get some tradition or whatever.
It's all fucking
bullshit.
It's just so. Well, and these people are pissed off about it, which is good.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Everyone says that conditions have been terrible. people have been put into quarantine for COVID for no particular reason. A lot of their people have said that the quarantine is actually better than their regular housing. I mean, it's just like it's mind-boggling. You know, you're right. China, of course, is going to ruin it. And why? Because in reality, they have no money. That's why. They've been keeping this from the world for like 20 years. They have no economy.
They're broke.
They're broke, and it's all fake. Right. And yet Nike seems to – they need to go there because they need little Malaysian children who are under 12 chained to desks to make their shoes. It's like, shit. It's crazy. I don't – you know, we've talked about this, you know. So, I mean, we know companies – that have had been tempted to go to China who have not, you know, and God bless them. You never hear about them, but they don't go. You know, you can not go. There's no law that says you have to go there, you know.
Right. And in the end, the people that didn't go didn't know that they made the right decision. I'm sure they went to bed a lot of nights thinking, geez, we're missing out on 1.6 billion opportunities. But you didn't.
Yeah.
You didn't at all because you didn't have to give up your IP. You're an intellectual property you
that's
still
correct.
Own.
That's correct.
And these athletes are getting their DNA taken. I mean, these people that are freaks in their sports, quick, agile, fearless. I mean, that's what I'd try to figure out. What makes you want to – I was watching the ski jumpers going down, and I said to my mom, watch this gal slide out on this fucking plank. No. I'm like, yeah, they got to get their ass out and centered. They put their skis in a track.
Uh-huh.
So you're in. I mean.
You're pulling a Greg Maddox there. Yeah,
you're ready to go. Right?
Uh-huh.
And you just stand up, and gravity takes over, and there's no, you got to go off the end, and you better hope you pull up as you go off, right? Because they're only like 4 feet off the ground for 900 feet or whatever they go.
Right.
300 kilometers.
Right.
I don't – 300 meters.
Yeah.
So it's 900 feet.
Yeah. And, you know, you were talking about the thing about the fact that why don't they just use a parachute, you know? I mean, especially the last couple of years I've been bashing the NFL, but you think about – field goals, place kicking in the NFL. Well, shit, you got a ball, you got the ground, you got the place kicker, you got wind all over the fucking place. Whatever happens, happens. Go to it, man.
I think you want to get people interested in your sport. Get those squirrel uniforms or outfits that the guys that do the free dive off the end of
right.
the cliff do.
That's right. That's what I think.
Put that on and take those skis on.
You fly way, way fast. Oh.
People in the stands will have these big squirrel nets to catch you as you go by.
I totally agree, man. It's like amp the whole thing up, you know, shit. You know, what the hell? You know, it's like, God. And then, I don't know, I'm so old that I don't remember this, but I know about it. And that is what, you know, have you ever heard about what they called the greatest game ever played? It was the New York Giants and I think the Eagles, 1951, where Pat Summerall, who everyone knows now, who's passed away, but people know him as a color commentator, but he was a place kicker in the NFL. And he kicked a field goal as time ran out to win the game for the Giants, if I'm correct, in just a fucking blizzard. Nobody could see anything.
Sure.
It's like the refs could barely see the ball go through the uprights. It's like, yeah, but he made it. Right. It's like, God bless him, you know. It's like, and with that, we'll call it an evening.
Sorry about the technical difficulties. We know that our friends hosting the Olympics are not happy with us. We will meet them before the election.
You think that's the problem?
When JoJo is running again because they're not going to let the power go. So we'll be speaking Mandarin sooner than later.
Okay, so what do we got going on here? Now, it's Wednesday. Tomorrow at Thursday at 4 p.m. Central, you will hear the first listen of our weekend podcast, which is a recorded show that's not live.
I won't be here tomorrow.
Yeah,
Tank unless will not I'm be traveling, here. And if
you might call
if
in
if the bird lands and I got time, I'll call.
Call in. A guy named Larry Newman is going to be joining us. It's going to be his first time on the panel. He's from Missouri. We had him. We interviewed him on one of the happy hours previously, about 3 weeks ago, I think maybe. He's a bail bonds attorney there. He's a very passionate guy and very entertaining. So we're looking forward to having him. And so that gets posted on Friday as a podcast for the weekend. That's Conk Weekend. And then we'll be back on Monday, and Hank will be back on Monday. Hank is actually going on assignment for real.
We actually do send Hank out. A lot of times I say that, and I'm going up to hunt or something in northern Wisconsin.
That's right. But this time you're actually
here at a Packers.
We're not going to tell anyone where you're flying to, but yeah.
2 weeks we'll let you know.
Yeah, that's
if
right.
If I'm successful, if the eagle has landed or not.
Yes, correct. So we'd like to thank you for joining us once again. Like Hank said, sorry about the technical snafu. Couldn't be helped.
It's us.
Yeah, and we'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Take care.